This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer in London today. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum in the strategic ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in UK last night on a two-day visit to expand the bilateral ties in areas of defence, trade and technology. The two countries will also sign a landmark free trade agreement, FTA. We have a report from a correspondent.
Last evening when Mr. Modi reached London, he was welcomed with much enthusiasm by the Indian diaspora waiting to see him. The Prime Minister shook hands with many as the crowd cheered him and cultural troops played music of different states of India. Some of the persons, including women, got emotional as well seeing Mr. Modi face to face. He also met the winners of No India program. People from all age groups were excited to see him.
Mera naam Vaidehi hai. Modi ji ko hamesha maine TV pe hi dekha hai. Unke sare speeches maine hamesha TV pe hi dekhe hain. It is my first time seeing him in person and this is a very exciting moment for me.
Bahut khushi ki baat hai ki wo yahan par hamare beech rahenge. Sabke chehre par dekhiye yahan par muskaan hai. Bachchiyan aayi hain aapko, mahilaen to charon taraf se aayi hain. 28 states, 8 union territories se sab jagah se yahan ke jitne association ke log aaye hain.
I'm looking forward to seeing him again and listening to him ki wo kya bolne wale hain aur kya special hamare India aur UK relationship ke bare mein kuch batayenge. Main business karti hu so mere liye bahut zyada important hai.
Mr. Modi will interact with Mr. Starmer today on wide ranging issues to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Signing of the FTA will further strengthen the historical relations between both the countries. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will call upon the King Charles III as well. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, London.
From London, the Prime Minister will travel to the Maldives tomorrow at the invitation of President Mohamed Moizu in the second leg of his two-nation visit. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India has successfully achieved 20% ethanol blending in petrol in 2025, 5 years ahead of his original target set for 2030. Highlighting the country's clean energy progress, the minister noted that ethanol blending in petrol has risen from just 1.5% in 2014 to 20% in 2025, a nearly 13-fold increase over 11 years. India resumes issuing tourist visas to Chinese citizens from today after a gap of 5 years. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Beijing said that Chinese citizens can apply for a tourist visa to India after completing an online application, scheduling an appointment and personally submitting their passport and other required documents to the Indian visa application centers in Beijing, Shanghai and Guangzhou. The General Officer Commanding in Chief GOC in Chief Northern Command, Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma, reviewed the security and ongoing counter-terrorist operations in the Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar districts of the Jammu region yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Army Commander visited the Delta Force headquarters in Batote and received an update on Operation Shiva being conducted in the region. Operation Shiva deals with the safety and security of the ongoing Amarnath Yatra in Jammu and Kashmir. Former Chief Justice of Bangladesh ABM Khair ul Haq has been arrested. A team from the detective branch of Dhaka Police picked him up from his Dhaka residence at around 8 a.m. on Thursday. DB Joint Commissioner Muhammad Nasirul Islam confirmed the arrest to the media. He, however, did not disclose the reason behind the detention or provide details of the ongoing investigation. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Meanwhile, Delhi NCR is likely to witness heavy rainfall during the day. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh beat China's Ten Zongyi in Game 2 of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 semi-final to secure a spot in the final in Batumi, Georgia yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.